Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast. Thanks for downloading us, and thanks for listening. We're always brought to you by Persona Nutrition, my persona, PersonaMyPersona.com is the website where you can find out what you get in your nutrition. You talk about what you're normally doing, and they'll analyze it for you automatically. Program interacts with your drug, so knows the drug interactions and food interactions and supplement interactions. Goes through all of that automatically. You can also speak to a nutritionist if you want to at mypersona.com and go to mypersona.com/Roizen, and you get a 50% discount if you decide to order anything from them. At least your first order from them is 50% off. MyPersona.com, PersonaNutrition.com. News of the week is this segment. We're 983A of You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. I am Dr. Mike Roizen, and privileged that you downloaded us and are talking. Can running help you live longer? That's one of the stories. You betcha it can, as long as you don't do too much. What's too much? We'll talk about that. What's the difference in processed versus ultra-processed food and why it matters to you? And does a diet rich in fruits, veggies really lower your odds for dementia? And what's wrong with the way health workers use sanitizers? And maybe you're doing it too. And a study confirms CT screening cuts lung cancer deaths. And we got to remind ourselves, three of the last 4 years, life expectancy in the U.S. decreased, but it's increasing again this year. And probably we're joining every other developed nation because every other one is increasing. So that's really good news. And many moms-to-be are stressed. What does it mean for the baby? Well, let's go through these stories in some detail. Remember, this is the A segment of You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. So it's what's the latest news of the week and what it means to you. I'm not going to. I've talked my head off about coronavirus in the past, so I'm not going to talk about it this week. I promise I won't mention it again on this show. Rush Limbaugh has stage 4 lung cancer. What are his odds? Well, the incredible thing is they are reprogramming your, not only his, but if you go to a major cancer center, they're likely to reprogram your T cells, those cells that kill cancer, your immune cells, to fight your specific cancer. So whereas 5 years ago, a lung cancer like his that is metastatic was only had a 1% five-year survival rate or maybe 3% at best, now it's 50%. That's right. Cancer is not even becoming a chronic disease. It's becoming a curable disease in many cases because your immune system totally wipes it out. We hope that happens for him. What about moms-to-be being stressed? Yeah, it does affect the baby's brain. How does it do that? Well, it turns out that if you're really stressed when you're pregnant, your baby has a different set of gyri, a different brain configuration. Does that mean that the baby will learn differently or be slower or faster? We don't know what it means, but it increases the gyrations, that is the indentations in the brain that may reflect something, according to this new study. What does it mean? It means that if you're trying to get pregnant, it's always a good thing to do to take a stress management program and to practice it daily even before you get pregnant. And once you're pregnant, then yeah, it is a good thing to do that stress management program as well, and to routinely do it, whether it is guided imagery or doing deep breathing like I do, or meditation or progressive muscle, whatever you're doing. And there are 12 different techniques that we teach in the Stress-Free Now program. Stress-Free Now. If you want to get that, you go to clevelandclinicwellness.com/programs and you can get it. Or you can go to the, I think there's a free set of meditations under Stress-Free Now in the Apple iPhone store. Or maybe it's under Cleveland Clinic Wellness on the Apple iPhone store. I haven't done that in a while. Smoking while pregnant, yeah, that's horrible for the baby. It does even weakens the baby's bones. How did they determine this? Well, they looked, this is 21 years later, and the babies whose mom smoked had a 40% increased chance of having a broken bone in their first 21 years. Want fewer urinary tract infections? Obviously, the message on that story is don't smoke when pregnant. And not only learn a stress management technique beforehand, but quit smoking before you get pregnant or before you stop some method of avoiding pregnancy. Before you stop smoking. Want fewer urinary tract infections? Yeah, go vegetarian. That's amazing, right? Just going to do what our guest, I think it was 980B, Neil Barnard, talked about the value of going vegetarian for hormone balance. Well, it's also decreases urinary tract infections. Pretty remarkable that it does all those things. So go vegetarian, and it looked like it was about a 25% reduction in urinary tract infections by going vegetarian. One of the interesting things in a survey the Cleveland Clinic did was that most women don't recognize that heart attack is the leading killer of women as well as men. Most women believe that breast cancer is a leading cause. It is a leading cause, but not the leading cause. The leading cause is, of course, heart disease. And stroke is also the same process, arterial aging, as is wrinkling. A lot of wrinkles of the skin aren't muscles moving on your face, but rather a lack of blood flow due to the same process that causes heart disease and stroke, aging of your arteries.
More of You, the Owner's Manual, coming right up. But let's take a moment to talk about your health. Dr. Roizen will tell you that a common question he gets asked often is what vitamins he likes, what he recommends. Without knowing more about their needs, that question used to be almost impossible to answer. Now, however, it's easy. Go to personanutrition.com/Roizen and take your free assessment. It's a smart and easy way to get personalized supplement recommendations. The Persona Assessment is backed by the latest nutritional research and the expertise of Persona's Medical Advisory Board, which consists of 8 nutritionists, a pharmacist, and 5 medical doctors, including Dr. Michael Roizen. All the latest scientific data and nutritional research put into one supplement program personalized for you. Just take the 5-minute assessment to get your free recommendations based on your goals, lifestyle, allergies, special diets, and prescription meds. Convenient vitamin packs are delivered to your door each month. Whether you want to sleep better, have more energy, or simply stay as young as you can, go to personanutrition.com/Roizen and get 50% off your order today. Half off now at personanutrition.com/Roizen. That's R-O-I-Z-E-N.
Life expectancy for the U.S. down for 3 of the last 4 years, increased back to 78.7, a little less in men, a little more in women, and deaths from suicide and flu-related pneumonias are increasing. You can prevent flu-related pneumonias to a large degree by getting immunized. Even if it doesn't protect you totally against the flu, it does usually diminish the symptoms. One of the things that does help you, you know, Rush Limbaugh should have done this. I don't know if he did, but there's a CT scan. You get 6 months, 1 year, 2 years, and 3 years after you quit smoking. He quit by using e-cigarettes. Not a good combination. E-cigarettes plus cigarettes together, those increase the risk of cancer. You don't want to quit by going e-cigarettes, despite what the companies advertise. That's not what the data, at least in my interpretation of the data, show. They show that quitting by smoking and doing e-cigarettes at the same time increases your risk. It may be that e-cigarettes increases the vulnerability of your lung to whatever tobacco has. The CT scanning can decrease it. It's even paid for by Medicare now and most insurance companies. So get a CT scan and you can decrease your risk, if you do quit smoking, of having a bad cancer. Can strep throat become untreatable? That's a worry about, if you will, resistant organisms. Talk to your congressman about putting some money into antibiotic research. Not enough is being done about antibiotic research. And I'm going to just mention one thing again. It is touching your hands to your mouth is one of the ways you get it. Wash your hands thoroughly before you eat. Wash your hands, wash your hands, wash your hands. And if you are on a plane, don't turn on the air vent, because apparently it'll, unless you point it in front of you to keep air away from you, because that air vent apparently contains a lot of germs. AHA News, processed food, anything you do in processed food, that is, if you cut something, so you take a carrots and you cut them up into segments, or like I do all the time, I take celery and cut it into small segments and eat it with hummus, well, that's a processed food. But it's the ultra-processed food that's really harmful. That is, things that have stabilizers, emulsifiers, and a lot of simple sugars and salt added. Bad thing. They increase your risk of almost every chronic disease, heart attack, stroke, dementia, cancer, name a chronic disease, even wrinkles and impotence. And the good news is that a diet that has a lot of fruits, vegetables, leafy greens, even oranges, those things with flavanols, that is dark chocolate, also helps. But kale, spinach, broccoli, apples, pears, beans, tomatoes, tea, olive oil, and wine all decrease the risk of dementia. Not a lot of wine, just a little wine. Health workers, now, should you let the alcohol-based product dry on your skin? By letting it dry, does that achieve maximum protection? And the answer is, you want it not dried. That is, you want it still wet. The alcohol, should you want at least 60% alcohol in the sanitizer, and to rub it all over your hand, even better, water. The next story is one that we alluded to earlier. Can running help you live longer? And the answer is yes, as long as you don't do more than 2 hours of it in a row. That's right. Doing 2 hours of exercise in a row you think is good. You exceed your, if you will, your buffering capacity in your body, and you decrease your immune system function by doing two or more hours in a row. So no, please don't do so much exercise as you do more than 2 hours in a row of it. Those are the stories for You, the Owner's Manual radio show this week. The key, if you will, is for 983A, we're undergoing this wonderful thing where we're able to fight cancer much more effectively by using immune therapies and by directing the immune therapy genetically against the individual cancer. Rush Limbaugh has a much better chance of surviving and getting a cure of his cancer than he did even 4 years ago or 5 years ago. The new therapies are really excellent. The other is, remember, we're in a stress management technique. It's important for you. It's important for preventing urinary tract infections. It's important for preventing a problem with your baby, but learn it and practice it routinely. And one more thing, if you're using those hand sanitizers, as all of us do, don't let them dry, if you will. You don't have to let them dry to be effective, and we don't want them dry to be effective. We want you to use them when they're still wet. You've been listening to You, the Owner's Manual radio show, 983A. Thanks very much for listening. And thanks, Persona, for sponsoring us. This is Dr. Mike Roizen saying thank you. Remember, you can go to mypersona.com and find out what you're missing by taking a quiz about your nutrition. And if you go to mypersona.com/Roizen, R-O-I-Z-E-N, you actually get a 50% discount on your first order. Take advantage of it. Persona Nutrition has these great algorithms behind their nutritional assessment that also looks at what pills you're taking and what supplements, and tailors it so that you get the right ones for yourself and no drug interactions. Thanks again for listening. We'll be back next week. Luis, thanks for great engineering. And I guess all of us should thank you, the listener, for downloading us for You, the Owner's Manual podcast, now in its 983rd edition here, soon to be 984. Thanks again.